Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Humility is amongst the finest acts of worship. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, who has elevated the rank of the humble and condemned the traits of the arrogant. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, bestow your blessings, peace, and abundant grace upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. O servants of Allah, I counsel you and myself to remain conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ تَجْعَلُهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That home of the hereafter we shall assign to those who seek neither superiority upon the earth nor corruption, and the ultimate outcome belongs to those who have taqwa of Allah. Brothers and sisters, our subject today is one of the defining qualities of the messengers and prophets, and one of the noble characteristics of the virtuous and the wise. It is the quality of humility. Humility means disciplining the soul and purifying it of arrogance, being gentle and approachable, and respecting people and treating them with kindness. Through this, a humility, affection and harmony are established amongst people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to embody this quality. For he said, وَخْفِذْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and lower your wing in humility to the believers. Brothers and sisters, this verse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the best of creation, the one who already had the best of character, to conduct himself humbly towards the believers. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah awha ilayya." Indeed, Allah has revealed to me, "An tawadhu hatta la yabghi ahadun ala ahad wa la yafkhar ahadun ala ahad." Indeed, Allah has revealed to me that you must be humble towards one another, so that none of you transgresses against another and none of you boasts over another. So brothers and sisters, humility is one of the finest acts of worship and obedience we can display to the one who is most merciful. And it's actually one of the loftiest demonstrations of faith. For Aisha radiallahu anha said, إِنَّكُمْ لَتُغْفِلُونَ أَفْضَلَ الْعِبَادَةِ التَّوَاضُعِ. She said, indeed, you are neglecting one of the finest acts of worship, which is humility. And likewise, the great companion Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, said, لَا يَبْلُغُ عَبْدٌ ذُرَ الْإِيمَانِ حَتَّى يَكُونَ مُتَوَاضِعًا. That a servant will never reach the highest summits of faith until he becomes someone who is humble. So brothers and sisters, this importance of humility should not surprise us. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions his slaves and he describes them as ibadur rahman, the servants of the most merciful, he mentions this type of attribute when he says, wa ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna 'ala al-ardi hawna. The servants of the most merciful are those who walk upon the earth hawnan. And this word hauna has many meanings, but amongst it is a sense of tranquility, dignity, gentleness, and humility. So brothers and sisters, we just need to reflect on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he describes the attributes of those who have been actualized in being his servants, and this actualized in mercy, then the attribute that he chooses to highlight is the attribute of them being people who traverse the earth in humility. And this is something that really should be something that we give a lot of reflection to. Because we'll see then that humility is the means by which we can ascend unto other noble qualities and attain unto the highest of ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, مَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ, that none or no one of you humbled themselves for the sake of Allah except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them. Therefore, brothers and sisters, many of the scholars have said that the one who's elevated amongst his people is the one who humbles himself amongst them, hey, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, when it comes to humility, we should recognize that humility is a medium way. It is a way between haughtiness and arrogance and a way between humiliation and brokenness. Sometimes someone can have a display and a display of performative brokenness. And this is also something that is disliked in Islam. And so we find Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu once saw a man who was walking around in a lifeless manner and almost like an ostentatious display of supposed humility, not real humility. And he rebuked the man by saying, لَا تُمِتْ عَلَيْنَا دِينَنَا. He said, do not cause our religion to appear lifeless. So the real one who's humble is not the one who makes a display of his humility. The real one who's humble is not the one who performatively pretends and gives the impression that he's humble. The real one who's humble is the one who, through his honor and dignity in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he serves others. He's someone who's in service of his family and community. He's someone who as the one of the poets said, be humble like the star whose light shines on the water yet rests at height. Be not like smoke that climbs the air, though low in worth, it rises there. So brothers and sisters, humility is something that is central to our lives and should be something that characterizes all of our dealings with others, be they family or community at large. And the nature of humility is that we don't think about, you know, who am I? Am I of such a rank? And who is this person coming to me? And that's why you see the Prophet ﷺ on the best of character being the one characterized by the best of humility. And so they say he was someone who people could just come to him. Little girls could come to him and elderly people could come to him. And once a woman who otherwise people would not pay attention to, she came to him and said, Inna li ilayka haja, O Messenger of Allah, I have a need that I wish to bring before you. And the narration say that the Prophet ﷺ, even though he was catering to important duty at the time, he went with her and stood listening attentively until he'd attended to his needs. In another narration, it said he invited her to choose any place by which he could sit, and then he went and sat alongside her and heard her, what she had to say, until the need was fulfilled. So the Prophet ﷺ was someone who's approachable by the young and the old, by the rich and the poor, by all strata of society. And this was a demonstration of humility. This was a demonstration of the ability to be someone who's always in support and aid to the people alongside them. And so this is a clear demonstration of what humility really is and not this performative dimension, which is often just a mask for the ego. One of the narrations that kind of indicate this is the narration, لا يتعلم العلم مستحين ولا مستكبرين, that knowledge is not acquired by someone who has this display of shyness or someone who's arrogant. And this comes back to humility itself, that true humility is not acquired by someone who's performatively demonstrating it or someone who's arrogant. And whereas the nature of someone who's truly being for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they do not ascribe things to themselves. They do not attribute qualities to themselves and do not boast about things that ultimately they see have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ gave the example of someone who's arrogant as someone who he boasts like لابس الثوب زورين. He's someone who's wearing garments of falsehood. And this example being that ultimately every gift that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so whenever we are bestowed the ability to do something good, then we should see, have shuhud al-minna, see the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them. We should see the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that He's blessed us to be able to do good. Another demonstration of humility is that we should be people who are humble alongside others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that with regards to how we interact. He said, do not turn your cheek contemptuously away from people. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. He said, do not turn your cheek contemptuously away from people, nor walk upon the earth exultantly. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love one who is conceited and who is fakhur, boastful. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us true humility and He give us hearts that find their peace and their rest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from us. And with this comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.